Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a close look at my books.
Right. That's spelled MYBOOKXXX. Uh-huh.
But pronounced my books.
Exactly.
And our mission really is to unpack how this platform is, well, kind of redefining adult companionship bookings.
Mm-hmm.
We'll dig into the key stuff, safety, discretion, fair pay, ethics, and, you know, the tech behind it all.
Yeah. And it's important to see my books as like more than just a website for booking.
Okay.
It's trying to be a community, a trust system.
Yeah.
Even a safeguard, really.
A safeguard against what, exactly?
Against some of the historical problems in this area. So this deep dive should give you the full picture, whether you're a courtesan, an agency, or maybe a client just curious about how it works.
Okay, so let's set the stage a bit. Before platforms like this, how did bookings usually happen? It was pretty informal, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely. For decades, it was mostly, you know, word of mouth, maybe some classified ads tucked away somewhere, or small agencies that weren't always, let's say, regulated.
Yeah. And that informal system, it sounds like it had some serious downsides.
Absolutely. Major risks. You had courtesans dealing with clients who just wouldn't show up.
Right. So no payment for their time.
Exactly. Wasted time, lost income. Then there were big problems with fake identities. People pretending to be someone they weren't.
Which is a huge safety issue.
Huge. For everyone involved. And payments were mostly cash, untraceable.
Making people vulnerable.
Very vulnerable. And tragically, this lack of transparency, this sort of hidden nature, it created openings for exploitation and sometimes even human trafficking. It was not a safe environment.
So my books came about basically as a response to all that, using tech to fix these problems.
Pretty much. It's combining, you know, modern digital tools with a real focus on doing things legally and ethically.
Okay.
The core idea is making sure bookings are safe, everyone's verified, and there's a clear trail.
But keeping privacy in mind, too.
Crucially, yes. Protecting privacy while ensuring safety and traceability. It's trying to bring, well, a new level of legitimacy.
Okay, so let's get into the nuts and bolts. How does it actually work for the different people using it? This sounds like where the real innovation is.
Right. Let's start with courtesans. For them, it's designed to be secure and user-friendly. They sign up, create a profile, but use a stage name.
Not their real name.
No. My books verifies their real identity behind the scenes very securely. But clients only see the stage name, maybe an age range, and a first name.
So privacy is built in.
Exactly. Then they can set their own availability, their rates, describe what services they offer, they have control. And here's a key thing, that 30% deposit.
You mentioned that before, to stop no-shows.
Precisely. Every booking requires it upfront from the client. It means the courtesan's time is valued and they get paid something even if the client flakes.
That sounds like a big change. What about agencies? How do they fit in?
Agencies have a similar process, but for a business. They register as a company, go through a business identity check.
Okay, so MyBooks knows the company is legitimate.
Yes. And crucially, every single courtesan working through that agency also needs to be ID verified individually by MyBooks.
So verification at both levels.
Right. Then the agency gets a dashboard to manage all their courtesan profiles, schedules, bookings, all in one place.
And the deposits? How does that work with agencies?
Ah, that's where this special feature comes in the Stickney Durden Gilden MyBooks Media. It handles the money flow transparently. We should probably talk more about that bit.
Definitely. But first, what about the clients? What's their experience?
For clients, step one is also ID verification. They have to become a verified member.
So everyone is verified, no anonymous users.
Correct. It creates that mutual trust. Once they're verified, they can browse the listings, see the profiles, and book securely.
And they pay the 30% deposit online.
Yes. And this is key for discretion. Their bank statement only shows MyBooks Media BV.
Not the courtesan's name or the agency.
Never. Complete privacy on their statement. The rest of the payment, the remaining 70%, is paid directly at the appointment.
Okay, so it really sounds tailored. Courtesans get safety and guaranteed partial payment. Agencies get structure, less admin headache. Clients get discretion.
That's the core value proposition, yeah. Safety, structure, discretion, covering the main pain points for each group.
You mentioned that special financial feature, the Stickney Durden Gilden. Let's dive into that because it sounds pretty unique, especially for this industry.
It really is. A Stickney Durden Gilden, it's a Dutch legal thing, a third-party funds foundation.
Third-party funds. Okay.
Think of it like this. It's the same kind of structure that, say, law firms or notaries use in the Netherlands to hold client money completely separate from their own business funds.
Ah, so it's about keeping the money safe and independent.
Exactly. It's a very high standard of financial separation and security.
Sure.
It means my books, the company, never actually touches the client's deposit directly.
So how does it work in practice?
The Sticking, this independent foundation, receives the 30% deposit from the client. Then, after the appointment happens or is confirmed, the foundation pays the courtesan or the agency their share.
Directly from the foundation.
Yes. And then, only after that payout, does the foundation transfer the agreed commission fee to MyBooks Media BV, the actual operating company.
Wow, so the money flow is completely managed by this separate legal entity.
Precisely. It guarantees the funds are ring-fenced, safe from the company's finances.
And why is that so important? What does that guarantee achieve?
It builds massive trust. Courtesans know their deposit share is secure and will be paid out by an independent body. Clients know their money is handled professionally, like it would be at a law firm.
And regulators too, I guess.
Absolutely. It shows regulators that funds aren't being mixed or misused. It adds this layer of financial integrity that's often missing in less formal setups. It's quite fundamental to their model.
So it's not just about tech. It's about adopting these really robust, almost traditional financial trust mechanisms. That's fascinating.
It really is. It elevates the standard.
Moving beyond the money then, let's talk more about safety features. We've touched on ID verification, but how deep does that go?
It's pretty comprehensive. Like we said, everyone gets ID verified. Courtesan, client, agency owner.
And the agencies get extra checks.
Yeah, company registration checks, things like that. So MyBooks has the verified real identity behind every single profile.
But you still maintain privacy for the users.
Yes, that's the balance. Courtesans use stage names publicly. Clients only show their first name in the booking details. The platform knows, but protects the public-facing identity.
Okay. And you mentioned something about a digital consent agreement. What's that involve?
Right. This is another key innovation. Every single booking generates a unique digital consent agreement.
What does it say?
It includes the courtesan stage name, the client's first name, and both of their unique MyBooks member IDs. So it links the specific interaction to verified profiles.
Okay.
And critically, it includes a declaration, something like the true identities of both parties are known and verified by MyBooks.
So it's a formal record that both verified parties agreed to this specific interaction.
Exactly. It creates a clear digital proof of consent tied to verified identities.
That sounds like a powerful legal safeguard. Was that difficult to implement, balancing verification with the need for privacy in such a sensitive context?
Oh, absolutely. It's a constant balancing act. You know, designing something legally robust, technically sound, but also user-friendly and respectful of privacy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's about using tech to bring clarity and accountability to agreements that were often just verbal or assumed before. It protects both people involved.
It feels like these measures, the verification, the consent forms, could also help tackle bigger issues like exploitation or trafficking. Is MyBooks involved in that wider safety net?
They definitely see themselves as part of that effort, yes. They're very committed to making the industry safer overall.
How so?
Well, internally, they have a system where courtesans and agencies can report clients who cause problems, anything from harassment to more serious concerns.
A kind of internal warning system.
Right. But they also connect outwards. They integrate, or at least share information securely, with established safety and advocacy groups.
Which groups?
In Belgium, they work with places like UTOPI, Garapro, PassUp. In the Netherlands, it's groups like Proud, PMW, De Rode Draad, De Kern.
So established organizations working on the ground.
Exactly. By connecting with them, they contribute to a broader safety network. It helps identify individuals who pose a risk, not just for no-shows, but for abuse, exploitation, and importantly, human trafficking.
How does that integration work in practice? Sharing information between a platform and advocacy group sounds complex, especially with privacy rules.
It is complex. It requires really strong trust, clear protocols, and secure channels. It's often about flagging verified IDs associated with serious reports. So if that person tries to use another service linked to the network, there's an alert.
Okay.
It's not about sharing casual details, but critical safety information to prevent harm, particularly trafficking. Their verification system is key to making this work effectively.
So they're actively trying to use their position, their verified data, to combat modern slavery and exploitation.
That's the goal. Their systems, the ID checks, the consent agreements, the blacklist integration are all designed to support that mission. It's a firm stance.
Let's shift gears slightly to the business side of things. How does MyBooks help with transparency and compliance, which you mentioned can be issues in this industry?
Yeah, this is another area where they bring structure. They automate a lot of the admin that can be a real headache.
Like invoicing.
Exactly. Invoices are generated automatically for the courtesans and agencies, and not just PDFs, but also in UBL 2.1 format.
UBL? What's that?
It's a standard digital format for invoices. It means accounting software can just read it automatically. Huge time saver, fewer errors for bookkeepers.
Okay, streamlining the paperwork.
Big time. They also handle VAT correctly, according to Dutch and EU rules. A commission always shows the VAT included, clearly.
So no confusion about taxes.
Right. And for more formal audits, maybe for tax authorities or accountants, they can export audit files in a standard format called SOSS XML. Again, it's about making compliance easy and transparent.
What's the main benefit here for the users? Less hassle.
Less hassle, definitely. But also, it means everything is traceable, documented, and legal. This helps build credibility with banks, payment providers, even regulators. It helps normalize the business side of things.
Which must be important in an industry that's often pushed the margins.
Hugely important. It builds confidence and stability.
These features sound great theoretically, but can you give us some examples of how this actually solves problems for real people using MyBooks?
Sure. Let's think about Anna, a hypothetical courtesan.
Yeah.
Before, maybe she had frequent no-shows, clients booking, then just not turning up.
Wasting her time, costing her money.
Right. Now, with that 30% deposit required upfront via MyBooks, she knows the client is serious. No-shows practically disappear. Her time is respected, her income more stable. It's a tangible difference.
Okay, that makes sense. What about an agency?
Okay, imagine an agency, say, Euro Companions. Maybe they manage, like, 12 courtesans. Before MyBooks, they were drowning in manual admin, tracking bookings, chasing payments, issuing invoices individually, hours and hours every week.
A nightmare.
Totally. With MyBooks, the deposits are handled, invoices are automated, everything's on one dashboard. It frees up so much time for them to actually support their team and manage the business, not just push paper.
Right, efficiency. And a client example.
Let's take Mark. For him, maybe the biggest concern was privacy. He worried about bookings showing up awkwardly on his bank statement.
Understandable.
With MyBooks, his statement just says, MyBooks Media BV. That's it. It gives him the discretion he needs to feel comfortable and secure booking the services he wants without worrying about judgment or exposure.
So these aren't just minor conveniences. They're solving real, significant problems that people faced before.
Exactly. It's about addressing those core pain points head on with practical solutions.
It's clear MyBooks isn't just sitting still. What's the future look like for them? Where are they planning to go next?
They definitely have an eye on growth and deepening their impact. One big area is international expansion.
Taking the model elsewhere.
Yeah. They're already adding more languages, supporting different currencies. The plan is to become active in more EU countries soon and potentially even further afield.
Okay. What else?
Deepening those integrations we talked about. Expanding the blacklist connections, working more closely with NGOs, constantly improving the safety tools based on feedback and new challenges.
Making the safety net stronger.
Exactly. And thirdly, really focusing on community building.
How so?
Things like hosting workshops, providing useful resources for courtesans and agencies, collaborating with advocacy groups, not just on safety, but on rights, best practices, strengthening the whole ecosystem.
So it's about more than just the tech platform.
Much more. The vision seems to be building something based on trust, safety, and shared responsibility, not just facilitating transactions. It's quite ambitious.
So wrapping things up, MyBooks really positions itself as, well, more than just a booking site. It's acting as a safeguard, trying to build a community, and bridging that gap between freedom and responsibility in a pretty complex area.
I think that's fair. Yeah. It aims to deliver real benefits. Safety and financial stability for courtesans, structure and easier compliance for agencies, and importantly, discretion and respect for clients. It's trying to lift the standard across the board.
Which leaves us with a final thought, perhaps. What does it really mean when an industry that's often operated, you know, in the shadows starts moving into a space that's regulated, transparent, tech-enabled like this?
Yeah.
And maybe how does that shift our wider ideas about trust, about consent, especially as more and more of our lives move online? Something to think about.
Definitely food for thought.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We invite you to explore those questions further.